Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial
from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
Do you want to talk to me, sir?
Okay. Sir, Alec is going to, he's going to smoke a cigarette and he'll sit in his own car. Okay. His vehicle.
Alec Baldwin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm good, thank you. I just drank a Red Bull right before and I'm all hyped up. Sorry.
We're standing by at the entrance of Vanessa Creek, single road at the end.
Okay.
I'm going to stand by, so if you need to...
Yes, please. You doing okay?
No!
Lieutenant! Oh, I thought you were the lieutenant. I need somebody to check that 41, the armor. She's having a panic attack. I need somebody to check for her.
Okay. The armor?
Yeah, she's the armor. She's hyperventilating. She's having a...
Hey, man.
Telling that guy to go.
So I was told that he was in the church. So I was directing him towards either Corporal Alderete or Deputy LaFleur.
And for what purpose?
He was possibly a witness. The Alcesters.
We were told by the priest.
Okay, hold on. All right, let me see who you guys are. I don't want too many people here. Okay, hold on. What's up?
I don't have any additional security guards. I got one. I got a gate. Okay, I've got my two guys right here. You can post them wherever you want.
Okay, thank you. I'll figure that out. Let me go see what's going on with these guys, and I'll be right back.
These guys are standing by.
Yep, thank you. Okay. You okay? Yes, ma'am. Okay, where's that lady that was in charge?
Hey, she's right over there.
Hold down. Guys, I need you guys.
Thank you.
How's it going? My name is Lieutenant Benavides.
Can I go to the hospital?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. So, Corporal, we got a camera operator who is in the room. Okay? Okay, it's just hard. We can't let all people in and out. So, I'm going to try to get over here. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to find the director, whoever directed us on who is in the room. I'm trying to find her so she could help me out and make sure we have everybody. Okay.
I can do that.
Okay.
I'm the EPM. If it's not her set, it's mine. Okay. So I can help you. Tell me how I can.
Okay. Who is this?
This is our lawyer.
Okay. Lieutenant Benavides, I didn't mean to be rude to you, ma'am. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to secure. I'm just trying to secure everybody. And who is that? Benavides.
Benavides.
So I have a whole lot of people coming this way. So. Okay. Okay.
These two gentlemen right here are Lucas and Marcos. They are my locations peeps.
Yes.
A little farther down in the white is Shannon. She's the owner of the ranch.
Okay.
The gentleman who I was talking to earlier in the brown hat is Brian, the production designer.
Yes, I met him.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be with you in a little bit, ma'am. Okay? Let me talk to my guys to secure this area. Corporal, I need somebody on that side to secure so we're not going in and out. Everybody pretty much that's in is staying in.
Who are these officers? What's happening here?
More deputies coming like I was asking for. So this makes six deputies on scene right now. I'm just trying to direct them to try to secure as much of the scene as I can.
The crime scene law, because it's still fluid. We still have that still on deck. Okay, I don't know.
Still here then?
One patient still here. Did we have somebody going to the hospital?
Yes, he said.
Okay. If you could stand on that side. And make sure people aren't coming in and out. Everybody that's in stays in.
Did I hear you say that one of the injured people was still there?
Yes, that's correct.
And do you know why?
They were trying to get the female stable so they could fly her up.
Still?
Still.
Here, I have the corporal on that side with Sanchez. He's still trying to get the information. It looks like we have all the people that were in the room.
I was in the room.
Okay, come here. If you could go see that gentleman. Sanchez! I need you to stay by my unit. I have the weapon in my truck.
Okay.
And all the ammunition on that tray.
Okay. So it's an actual gun?
It was Alec Baldwin.
Seen
there. He shot and then he shot. He got the gun from the armor who I have in my car. She's not under arrest. She just the armor. So she's there, so he could help with that. And this would be your entry point right here. Okay.
Halfway over.
Yep.
What's an entry point?
It's a check-in point for whoever comes into the scene right now. From now on, as detectives, crime scene techs, medical personnel, whoever else is coming on board.
So is there a break in the crime scene tape right there?
I believe Deputy... I don't remember if Deputy Puentes put a break or he's just lifting up the tape. I don't remember which.
Where is the tape at this point in time?
It is, the yellow tape is connected to my vehicle and it's pretty much connected to all the sheriff's personnel vehicles that are on scene.
And is it, what is it cordoning off?
It's cordoning off the makeshift church.
Thank you.
Yeah.
still have those charges pending. You know, I told him to.
Why are you giving this information to this gentleman? Tell us what's happening.
So the med unit is asking what kind of weapon was used. And I'm letting them know what Hannah told me. Is it was a 45. She pointed to the two white ammo boxes. And I was reading out the ammo boxes, 45 dummy rounds.
Bear with me, I'm trying to, there we go. What did those boxes look like?
Two white ammo boxes. They were white and it had a label on the flap end.
Did you recognize them?
Recognize as in how?
Had you seen them previously?
Oh, yes. They're the ones that Hannah told me that these were the rounds used for that day.
Did they look different?
They did not.
Did the prop cart look different?
It did not.
Is one of those ladies the lawyer?
I believe the one on the left, the white shirted lady, is the lawyer.
And where are the witnesses who were in the church at the time of the shooting?
They are in the front of the church with Corporal Derete or with Deputy LaFleur.
How far away from those people is she?
The lawyer?
Yeah.
Shouting distance, I guess.
If she were to shout, would you have heard her?
Yes.
Verse for the med?
Did birthing social.
For a beer for her?
For her. Would anybody have that?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds.
Thank you.
The name was Helena
Hutchins. H-Y-L. DNA? Here,
I
can get it for you.
You got it, Doc? Yep. So I have...
Looks like Alec Baldwin is the one that pulled the trigger.
Yeah, but I have the armor in my unit, I have the gun, where point is, and there the tray has the dummy rounds. Okay, I have Frederick on that side. Quintus is taking care of here. He's going to start to cure the lock.
I got this down until they get the patient still behind there, until they get HP dog and I'll put it up.
Okay. And then make sure everybody goes to Sanchez. All the personnel that were in there.
Yeah.
Make sure he has everybody. Okay.
He's going to get Sanchez up there.
Yeah. I have more people coming.
Thank you.
Did we hear you say you have more people coming?
I was hoping I had more people coming, but I kept asking for more people.
Let me ask you, how big is the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department?
When I left, we had 100 officers.
And if you can estimate for us, on a day like October 21st, 2021, how many officers would have been available to respond to this call out?
Three deputies. All I had, that's all I had. We are stationed all over the county. So I was a rover. I believe the corporal was north of Santa Fe County. And then I had a deputy that was assigned to Santa Fe. But in this case, Deputy LaFleur was coming in for overtime, and he happened to hear the call and he helped out.
Thank you.
Is she okay?
She's checking out.
I know, that's why I called the meds for her.
Yeah.
I want her checked to make sure she's not, you know.
Yeah, I think they're testing her right now.
Okay. We just need to do it.
I'll bring it back. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Careful of
your
car today.
Well,
yeah.
As long as she's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She's already dealing with all this.
Yeah.
She needs to get it. She needs to be
here.
Okay.
In your hand right now?
I have the two ammo boxes in my hand from the cart that Hannah pointed out that were used.
We keep everything else the same. I'm gonna keep
these, like these here.
Uh-huh.
Those are dummies.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody will be asking about those.
What did that guy just do?
He reached over the yellow tape and he grabbed a bullet and he shook it to show that it was a dummy round. And then he put it back.
And where did he grab it from? One of the boxes?
No, he did not. There was like a little cubby on the tray. He just reached over, grabbed it, and put it back.
And you saw that?
Yes.
Tell us what you just did there.
With the two white ammo boxes that Hannah pointed out that were used that day, I secured them in the front of my unit on the driver's side seat.
And was the unit locked?
As soon as I closed the door, I hit my manual switch and I heard it and it clicked closed.
Did you see anything that would cause you to believe that anyone planted evidence?
I did not, no.
Did you see anything that would cause you to believe that anyone tampered with anything on that cart?
No.
Any reason to believe anyone got into your unit and did anything with the evidence you had in there?
No.
Take our afternoon break. Please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Thank you.
All rise.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. We're in recess. We'll begin again at, be here in 20 of, jury will be back probably at quarter of. Maybe seated. You may be seated.
Test. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Are we back on? Mm-hmm. Yes, we are on the record.
Mr. Benavides, let's go ahead and just watch the last few minutes of this video for completeness, okay?
Yes, ma'am. There's a lot of people over here. Okay. So right now I do have the dummy rounds, the armor, and the gun secured. Okay? Yes. Grabbed her right away. She was, and we did secure the film. We do have the film secured, which they'll have to go over with the product and all that, but that's going to be later down the line, I guess, or whenever. But everything was getting filmed. Okay. The helo's still on the ground. Right now, I don't know. They're still working her. Did we get a crime scene off for Prentice?
Did you see the helicopter there?
Yes, I did.
Any idea why that helicopter is still there?
Like I said before, they're still trying to stabilize her so they could fly her out.
Thank you, sir.
Can you ladies doing okay?
Yeah, just waiting on your green light. Yes. I'm to be getting wherever it is that people are being interviewed.
Okay, that's not going to be on us. The detectives are coming.
Okay, so it's not begun yet.
What's that?
The interviews have not yet begun.
No, I have not. Nothing. We just secured the armor.
Okay.
We secured the gun.
Okay.
And the ammunition.
Okay.
That's the only thing we've done.
That's the only thing that's happening right now.
Yes, okay. And then we are getting all the information, all the people that were in the room. Okay, I'm gonna go check on the victim.
And then the defender, you went to hospital.
No, she's still here. They're trying to stabilize her. I will let you know how she's doing.
Thanks.
I know you guys are concerned.
Yes.
So I'm gonna let you guys know. Okay.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing, sir? For you guys? Okay.
information did you get right there?
The female, Helena Hutchins, was stable, but in critical condition. They're stabilizing her so they can fly her out.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I ran through the chest.
What's up, Chief?
Sir,
what's taking so long?
They're trying to stabilize her. Then we have the medic in there from the med, and they're trying to stabilize her. It looks like, I just asked, they said they're trying to stabilize her. She's critical. So,
yeah,
you know that.
No, I know. Just sometimes.
Sorry about your blues. I know you're at
the ceremony. Yeah.
Where is everybody? Where are they?
She's here. Medic, one of the guys went to the back. This Russell guy?
I need everybody right here separated. I thought that's what the corporal told you. Get everybody here separated.
Okay.
Nobody leaves.
Alright, one guy we got to the hospital, that was his best friend.
Nobody else leave, Sanchez.
Okay.
Those people in the back, they need
questions? Yes, everybody. Yes. Yeah, that's why I was calling for more units, because we have people everywhere.
Was that discussion regarding a witness who left?
Yes, it was.
Do you know if that was a person who was inside the church or just a person who was working on set?
I don't remember. Like I said, the scene was active and we're trying to keep people together, but this one person did get up.
Thank you.
Need it open?
No, I
didn't. It's open. Yeah, and you can get a clipboard. So she can get on that helo.
Okay.
Okay, so that she is alive. But critical condition, and they're trying to stabilize her so they could be comfortable when they get on that helo.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Thank you for that.
Okay, but I will give you, if you see them taking up to the helo, that's a good sign. They stabilize her.
Yes.
And they're going to fly her up. Yes. Okay? Anything else? I'm gonna find you guys. Okay?
Yeah, no, please do. We'll be here.
I have another question. Okay. You'll see the detectives are all in unmarked cars.
Yep.
They're gonna come in a crime scene van.
Okay.
Okay. And when they get here, I'll give you the lieutenant. And
perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
And I'll hand them over to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Right here, we're a watcher.
Yeah.
Because as soon as the detectives get here, they're gonna.
No, I understand.
Okay, so if you get another car.
I believe that gentleman was asking if they could move Hannah from the back of my unit to a vehicle. She was not under arrest, I guess to make her more comfortable.
And what was your response to him?
I said, sure, as long as we could see the vehicle, I was gonna post a deputy with it.
Is that the end of your video? This video, anyway?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Mr. Benavides, I'm going to show you what has been marked as State's Exhibit 61, and I believe there's no objection to its admission. We'll do 61 and 62, no objection to the admission to 61 and 62.
State 61 and 62 are admitted. You may publish.
Thank you. Sir, I'm showing you what has been marked as State's Exhibit 61. Can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Have you seen this photo before?
Yes.
What is this a photo of?
That is the driver's side of the inside of my unit, and it has two white boxes.
What are those boxes?
Those are the boxes that I secured from the gray car into my driver's seat.
Did you take this picture?
I did not.
Who would have taken this photo?
Our crime scene tech.
So would you have left the boxes there in your car until the crime scene tech arrived to take a picture?
That is correct.
Anything change about these boxes?
No.
I just zoomed in. Can you tell us what you see there on the label?
Yes, it says 45 Long Colt Dummies.
Do you see something there in the middle?
It looks like it's initials.
Okay, and it's okay if you can't make them out, but you see what I'm.
Yes, right under the N.
Right there.
Okay. Yes.
That was State's Exhibit 61. It was the zoomed in, sorry. This is State's Exhibit 62, what we just looked at. Thank you, sir. I'll pass the witness. Sorry, I just unplugged it.
Cross-exam.
Afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Would you agree with me that the identification, preservation of evidence is important in a crime scene?
Yes, it is.
Judge, if I could have George's help. Need to hook into the HDMI.
Okay.
All right, and why is that important?
Well,
Where's your park?
It's important because the scene is important also, and the preservation of evidence is needed.
That's not HDL. Okay. And why are those things... How did you do those things in this case?
The best I can, the best I could, due to the evolving scene that was happening.
Okay. And I'm going to go back to your lapel video here. You had testified, sir, that you had three deputies to work with?
In the beginning, Deputy LaFleur, myself, and Corporal Durrete.
All right, and additional deputies did arrive, right?
They did.
All right, do you remember when they got there?
It seemed like a long time. I would say within 30 minutes.
All right. How long have you worked at the Sheriff's Department before you retired?
20 years.
All right. In the cases that your former agency investigates, do they keep dispatch logs?
Yes, they do.
What is a dispatch log?
Just something that comes over the radio and our dispatcher writes it, types it out. All right. That they feel that's important.
All right. And the time that an officer is dispatched to a scene is always noted in that log, right?
I believe so.
And their arrival time is also noted, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any objection to the dispatch log being admitted? All right, Judge, we'll offer the dispatch log as defendants, specifically the first two pages of it, as exhibit, defendant's exhibit A. Sir, what are we looking at here?
Just a minute. Any objection to defendant's A?
No, Your Honor.
All right, you may submit it and you may publish.
What are we looking at here, sir?
It looks like a crime dispatch log, sorry.
Okay. And I've highlighted this entry here. It says Unit 32. It's got an employee ID. Description arrived at, that's 1402. Would that be 2 p.m.?
That'd be 2 p.m., yes.
All right. Is that Deputy LaFleur?
I believe so, if he was Unit 32. I believe he was Unit 32.
Okay. And I know it's been a while and you've retired, but do you remember what your unit was?
Unit 8.
Unit 8. All right. So you arrived at 220?
Yes.
All right. Now there are, on this dispatch log, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other units noted as arriving right around the same time as you. Are you sure you only had three deputies to work with at that time?
All we had was three deputies. I don't know where 6-3, 6-5, that was 14, 18, that was 18 minutes later. Then I, well, I couldn't tell you about the misprints, but I know when I got there.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you. There was only three deputies, and you could see by my body-worn camera that I only had three deputies.
Okay. I don't want to take more of your time, you know, being retired and all, and the jury's time. We watched your whole video. You did see additional deputies come onto your lapel, right?
Yes, I did.
All right. After those deputies arrived, why couldn't you have separated those witnesses with the extra manpower that you had?
So I was still processing the whole scene at the time, and I was trying to direct them where I think they needed.
Okay. Would you agree with me that it's important to separate witnesses?
Yes, it is.
Why is that important?
Because you get witnesses telling stories, what they saw, and then they start getting mixed up when the witnesses start talking.
So it can affect the integrity of their observations.
That is correct.
Okay. And George, I just need to stop publishing for a minute. Counsel, I've got a couple exhibits I'd like to introduce. If you wouldn't mind coming up, I can show them to you. Judge, I'll move to admit photographs as defendants exhibits B, C, D, E, and F.
Defendants B through F are admitted. You may publish.
All right. So what's, as part of securing the scene, you use crime scene tape, right?
Yellow crime scene tape, that's issued to us, yes.
All right, and that's this tape here?
Yes.
All right. Why do you guys use crime scene tape?
We use crime scene tape to secure a perimeter.
Why is that important?
The integrity of the scene.
All right, if the perimeter is not secure, why is that a problem?
People could go in and out. They could take evidence, bring evidence.
Okay. Who figured out where to put this crime scene tape?
I believe it was Copal Darete and Deputy LaFleur.
Did you give them instruction on how to do that?
I don't believe I did. I think we were just trying to secure as much as we could at the time, trying to have people go in and out of the scene.
Okay. And how did you determine, I guess, what the scene was?
Well, we knew the scene was inside the church where the Joel and Helena were.
Okay. And one of the things you want to do when you're establishing a crime scene when you put up the tape, the perimeter, you want to make sure that all the important evidence is within that perimeter, right?
Yes, we tried to, yes.
Okay. Do you see that black tent in the background?
Yes, I do.
All right. Do you remember walking up to that black tent on your lapel video?
If I do, I don't remember, but I do remember seeing a black tent up there.
All right. Judge, I've discussed this with counsel. I'll admit two excerpts of the lieutenant's lapel as defendant's exhibits G and H.
No objection.
All right. Defendants G and H are admitted. You may publish.
Actually, I got a little ahead of myself. All right. This is back to State's Exhibit 1 here.
There's the gun. Where is it?
Do you think that's the same black tent we were looking at a moment ago in that photograph I showed you?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
All right. And to the left of that tent, there's a white truck. Did you see that in the previous photo as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you guys look in that truck?
No.
Okay. Why not?
I don't think we had a reason to.
Okay. And back to this photograph here. Would you agree with me that the white truck is outside of your crime scene tape perimeter?
Yes.
All right, and here is another photograph of Mr. Baldwin. Can you see on the left-hand side here? Is this the same white truck we were looking at before, or is this something else?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but do you have any doubt at all that the white truck was outside of the crime scene tape?
Yes.
You have doubt about it?
No, I mean, it was outside of the crime scene tape.
Okay. All right. And if evidence was in that truck, its integrity would be compromised, right?
I don't know if it would be.
Well, if access to it isn't cut off, you know, the things that you described earlier mm-hmm. in cross-examination
yes.
could happen. People could be putting things in there. People could be taking things out of there, right?
It could happen, yes.
Okay. And how long did it take you to get to this scene? Like, after you were dispatched, how long did it take you to get there?
I believe 16 minutes.
Okay. And this is in a fairly remote area, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you or any other sheriff's deputy be able to attest as to what's going on here at this movie set before you actually arrived?
No.
All right. And that's because just you weren't there and you don't know.
That's correct.
Right? All right. I'll direct your attention, sir, in this photo to these people standing over here. Is that where the witnesses had been corralled by Deputy LaFleur?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know I had instructed him to separate the witnesses, but I don't know where he separated them.
Okay. Do you know who else, if anyone, was keeping an eye on these witnesses?
I believe when deputies arrived, I had told Deputy Sanchez and Deputy Frederick Trujillo.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about the importance of of evidence. How long have you been in law enforcement again?
20 years.
20 years. So you're very familiar with how to properly collect and preserve evidence?
Yes.
Please tell us how that should normally be done, collecting physical evidence.
Either have the evidence stay where it's at and make sure it's secured, or if on a scene like this, fluid, I grabbed the weapon and the rounds that were used, and I secured them in my unit so they would be secured.
Okay. And you've testified cases other than this one, right?
A couple.
Couple? Oh, 20 years, only a couple?
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with the concept of chain of custody?
Yes, I am.
Can you explain that to the jury, please?
So when I secured the weapon and the rounds into my unit, I was the first chain of custody, which I was the secure of the evidence, and then it went to our evidence tech.
Okay. And you want to maintain that chain of custody and not have any breaks in it, right?
That is correct.
Can you explain to the jury what a break in chain of custody is?
So, for instance, there was a penny left here, and I took custody of it, and I left it here, and I walked out. Nobody was here securing the penny. Then I came back, so the penny was insecure.
And that can be a problem because pennies look like one another.
Yes.
And you don't know that it's the same penny.
Correct.
It could be, it could not, right?
Correct.
All right. In this case, you had a gentleman collect the prop cart for you. Should you have done that yourself?
Of course I should have done that myself. But I kept an eye on him while he was secure, while he was getting it, while everything else was going on.
You'd agree with me that the prop cart was by that black tent.
Yes.
In this photograph, right?
Yes.
About how far away was that from where you're standing right here?
A good 50 yards.
All right. Could you, if someone were to pick something up off the cart or place something onto the cart from that distance, do you think you could actually see if something like that happened?
Yes, I think I could have.
Okay. I notice you're wearing glasses. How's your vision?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. And you would agree with me that you would actually need to be looking at the cart to make sure nothing like that's happening, right?
Correct.
And why would you need to do that?
Just to make sure that he brings the cart to me.
Because if you're not looking at the cart, it's like the penny.
Yes.
Something could be, you don't know it's the same thing.
Yes.
Because you just did not personally observe it.
Correct.
All right. Judge, now I'll go to G. All right, so this is an excerpt from your lapel video, about 90 seconds. And at the start of this video, you're talking with this gentleman here and my client about the gun. I'm just going to play this for you, and then I'm going to ask you some questions, okay?
Good.
Gone 42 seconds. From the vantage point that you were looking at, could you have seen this cart?
Yes.
Do you see it on the video?
Well, the video's pointed, because the video's on my chest. So the video's pointed straight, but my head's looking at the cart.
Okay.
Oh my God, fuck. Are they okay?
Hey, turn the video off. We need more units out here.
I haven't been inside, I don't know.
All right, so now your torso will be pointing, if the cart's over there,
it's pointed east.
In that direction, about 180 degrees from the cart?
Yes.
Did you have visual contact of the cart at this point in time?
Yes.
Did?
I was looking at Hannah and I was looking at the cart at the same time, because she was moving around, so I was looking at her and I was looking at the cart.
Looks like you turned around there.
Yes.
Were you looking at the cart before you turned around?
Yes. I was looking back and forth, back and forth. My video's pointing straight because it's on my chest.
More Raw Courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.